That's the sort of noise you don't want to hear, is your hard disk going wee, bing, and it didn't die. Almost as scary as the noise your external hard drive usually makes. It's November, mid to late November 2007, and we're taking a look at what it says in the podosphere. What's going on out there? And one podcast that I have religiously stayed subscribed to for years, and I hate it. Why would I stay subscribed? Because I hate it so much, I get a kick out of it. Is Global Crisis Watch. Have a listen to the latest episode.
There is no doubt in my mind, elections must be held as soon as possible. Now that we have calculated all the actions, elections in Pakistan must be held before 15 February 2008 latest.
How can they do this day after day? They can't. How long can they keep these barbed wires? How long can they keep these blockades? Tomorrow these barbed wires will be removed. And tomorrow we will come forth again. And we will come forth again until our demands are met.
I believe that we will continue to have good collaboration with the leadership in Pakistan. My concern is for the Pakistani democracy, for the sake of the Pakistani people, proceed as back on track as quickly as possible.
Pakistan, frontline state in the long war, Al-Qaeda's current center of gravity, political standoff ongoing in Islamabad as we approach the November 15th date, which marks the end of Musharraf's term. President Musharraf, said to be increasingly isolated, convinced of a plot to overthrow him, and Benazir Bhutto insistent upon leading a long march of her supporters to Rawalpindi, a move which most believe to be suicidal, based on Al-Qaeda's welcoming committee for her in Karachi last month. Much is at stake in Pakistan, with the standoff essentially putting things to a standstill in Islamabad. Al-Qaeda and associated movements on the run in the northwest frontier in the Swat Valley alone.
It doesn't get much better than that. That is Global Crisis Watch. Obviously, it's of decent production value. It's just the politics really get up my nose. Musharraf has done nothing to quell Al-Qaeda in the northwestern provinces of Pakistan. And I nearly thought that George Bush was going to say the Pakistaners or something as he tried to say, yeah, whoever's in power, whoever we tolerate, we'll tolerate. That's how I read it. That's Global Crisis Watch, and we shall get you a full URL in our show notes to where you can find information on Global Crisis Watch. You mean it doesn't say it here on the tin? GlobalCrisisWatch.com. Except in their own comments, it's just GlobalCrisisWatch.c. Obviously a typo. Next, we move to somebody we wanted to be on podcast long before it was possible. We were, as soon as we knew of podcasts, we said, this guy should be on podcast. And here he is.
Well, think of Einstein. And in 1905, he came out with his theory of special relativity. And as a result, today, we use his special relativity in a GPS unit. So you get into your car and you say, I want to go to 14 Harris Street in Little Storping in the Grass. And it just accesses the satellites and bingo, you're on your way. That is Einstein. Now, who knows what the Large Hadron Collider will give us in the future? But definitely, it is going to change our understanding of the universe. It's designed to answer some of the really big questions. For example, what is mass? And it will do so by recreating some of the titanic energies found immediately after the Big Bang.
Dr. Carl on Up All Night on BBC Radio 5 Live, where you can find the podcast, Many years before his Five Live podcast came along, which is only in the last 9 months, we were listening to Dr. Carl's podcast from Triple J Radio in Australia, and one he still does from time to time, like every Thursday morning. In fact, at one stage, I think he was doing a podcast on Triple J, and 5 minutes later, turning over to ISDN lines from Australia to do a live hookup with the BBC in London and continue and do another show live on radio. And now both are recorded and delivered at a decent hour for people to listen to on demand when they want to listen, rather than between 4 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning Australian, no, let's call it London time. Okay, that's Dr. Carl, and one we always wanted to hear on podcast, and now we can overindulge and get up to 2 shows a week most of the year. We move on, and a great interest of ours down through the years has been radio. This is a special and unique podcast, and one we listen to regularly. Being the first, it says in the Podosphere, it's quite easy to put this one together because there's about 30 or 40 podcasts that we track, and we're just going to sample something off the top that came in recently. This is Glenn Hauser's World of DX, and we shall be tuning in to the most recent from him right now.
This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1382. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded November 14th, more frequencies for shortwave broadcasting next. Clandestine news about Cuba, Colombia, Western Sahara. Secret shortwave site of IDOLRS revealed. Ethiopia jams Deutsche Welle. How to hear Tajikistan, Bangladesh, Mongolia, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. You may find it hard to believe, since shortwave broadcast stations are bunched into several band segments with mostly empty space between them. This causes shortwave broadcasters to interfere with each other, and even with amateurs sharing the 75 and 40 meter bands.
See, that'll never happen on podcasts. We'd never interfere with each other now, would we? That's the wonderful, not World of DX, World of Radio from Glenn Hauser. And that's been on World Radio Network's podcast feed for about 6.5 months now. Before that, the quality from Glenn's own feed, or a friend of his who provided a feed, up until show 1348. Yes, show number 1348. You podcasters have a lot to learn about your show numbers, because there's been people out there doing it for centuries, okay? This is the audio quality we used to get from Glenn's show. It was a lot lower in codec. In fact, I don't think codec was damaging the sound here. Have a listen.
This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1348.
Actually, I don't think 1348 was too bad. Just my memory has it way, way back that it was very lo-fi. Of all the podcasts around, it seemed to be coming out at about 24 kilobits, and everything else was striving to be joint stereo 128. So this is more a program about what it says in the Podosphere, and not there are these podcasts and let's review them here in another podcast, like the review of the podcast show. So what will happen from time to time is we'll do special editions that will be, it says in the Podosphere, and they will be bookmarks, deep links to insightful sayings, talks and thoughts that are in podcasts that we happen upon, because we have been listening out, and there's some wonderful things that if you're not subscribed to everything in the Podosphere, you're not going to catch. and I can't catch everything, and I need your help on this one. So if you do hear of something, give us a time code and reference, a URL to the MP3 file, and we shall have a listen to it and try and include it here if it's worthy. And the email address is radio@wxtc.net. A little bit hoarse, a little bit sore, and we'll bring it to a close, the first edition of the Sidebar.
He says, in the Podosphere.
Good night, good morning, and good afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Bye.